Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, everybody talks about keeping core strength and keeping a good, strong core. Well, a big key to that is a strong back. You don't want to only work your abdominal area and then have this weak link that could be your back. So we're talking about really the ultimate back exercises, things you can do for not only a strong back, but a beautiful one as well. My guest is Mike Bracco. He's the director of Dr. Bracco's Fitness and Hockey Institute. He's also a back injury prevention expert. So let's talk about back exercises. What do you think? We want to try and make it through as many as we can.
Okay.
So how about starting with your favorite back exercise?
Well, let's see. It's hard to give you one favorite quote-unquote back exercise, Melanie, because like you said, you made a real good point when you said a link. And so a strong back has many links to it. That is to say, it's like a tent pole. So if you have two guide wires on a tent pole, it's not very stable. If you have four guide wires on a tent pole, it's really stable. So it's the same as your spine or it's the same as your back. So that is to say, if the front of your body is strong, like your abdominals are strong, then that helps your back. But then you have to have the sides, you know, like the oblique muscles strong and the big muscles in the back. And so there's so many different muscles in the back that contribute to a strong back.
Well,
or
let's try and
core.
Make it through as many of the exercises as we can, because listeners want to be able to write down the best back exercises.
Okay. Here's the first one called a front plank. There's two ways to do it, modified or regular. Modified would be on your knees. You're leaning on your bent elbows facing the ground on a soft surface, and your body is completely straight and you're on your knees. That makes it a little bit more modified. To do a regular front plank, you simply come up onto your toes. So you're balancing on your toes and your elbows, and that's a great exercise for your abdominals. Then you go to your side. You do a right side plank and a left side plank. You can do the same thing, modified or regular, on your knees or your toes. This time you're on your side, you're on your elbow, and you're either on your knees or not your toes, your feet. And the first one is front plank. Second and third are right and left side plank. And the last one is called a bird dog. You start on all fours. You extend your right arm forward and your left leg back, and you slowly lift your right arm and your left leg up at the same time as high as you can, and back down lightly to touch the ground, back up again lightly to touch the ground. Do 20 repetitions, maybe 10 to 20 repetitions, and then you switch that so your left arm is out and your right leg is back.
Okay, now I want to stop you a second on the bird dog, because when I do that with my clients or my heart patients, because, you know, it's a great exercise, a lot of them say it's too easy.
Okay. All right, let's make it a little bit harder. So instead of having your arm out to the in front of you, bring it directly to the side. And actually, that's probably a better way of doing it, because then we're engaging a little bit more of the muscles that we call it adductor, bring in the scapula. So that helps the bones of the middle of the spine, like the thoracic spine. Okay, so if they're saying that it's too hard, hold a dumbbell in your hand and do the same thing. Or you could attach a ankle weight to your ankle to add resistance to it. So that's the easy way of making it a little bit harder.
I love that exercise. Okay, go on. Some more back exercises for us.
Okay, you can make the front plank harder by increasing like the levers. Okay, so you're back on your front, the front plank, either you're on your elbows or your toes. Now what you have to do is you take your elbows away from your toes, so you got a long, long, long lever. Or you can make it harder by keeping your feet anchored on the ground, your toes anchored on the ground, and lifting one arm in the air, so you're only being held now by your feet and one elbow, and then change elbows. So that's two ways.
And those exercises, Mike, those things rock. And another way that you can kind of gradually increase that plank is to do it up on the ball with your forearms on the ball, and then you can roll those forearms a little bit forward to get that long lever you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, people hear about, you know, lat pull downs and rows and all these other back exercises aside from things like pelvic tilts and your basic back rehab exercises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what about those?
Okay, well, those are the kind of the links. Those are all the links, because the lat pull down, that's short for latissimus dorsi, so that works the lats, which is a huge, big muscle that supports the spine. Anytime you're doing any kind of a rowing exercise, not only is it a great exercise because it's compound, but you're also working, in this case, like the upper back, but you also have to stabilize with the lower back, which is a big muscle called the erector spinae. So those are our back muscles almost in disguise. It's almost like we're working the arms, but we kind of forget that we're working the back as well. Having said that, if you reverse that, even a push-up, literally a push-up, is actually an abdominal exercise, because you have to brace with your abdominals. Or if you want to use a pulley system like you would be doing a standing cable row, you can do a standing cable push. So you're working, or press rather, your upper arm, your shoulder, your pecs, your chest, but you also have to stabilize with the abdominals. And that's those muscles, those exercises you're talking about there, Melanie, are way more functional than most other quote-unquote back or core exercises.
Well, and people do, you know, the series of basic back exercises. They go through the routine, and yet maybe they haven't even really covered some of the more important parts. But while we've covered planking and side planks and the bird dog and making that harder by going out to the side or lifting, mm-hmm. using a dumbbell out to the side or planking on the ball or doing lat pull downs or rows, working that compound exercise, what about safe lifting? If they have to pick up a child from the floor, what is your best advice? People say, oh, you know, work the knees, use your legs. But then people say, well, now I'm hurting my knees.
Oh.
What is your best lifting advice?
Always, always, always bend your knees a little bit. Never, never, never lift just with your back. Try to bend your knees at least a little bit. So the majority of the muscles you're using to pick up the child, to pick up your groceries, whatever you're doing, is actually the legs. And if your knees are sore, don't bend your knees as much, but try to lift with your legs as much as possible.
And if you're doing like a straight leg deadlift, okay, but that's for a purpose. And so you're not going to lift a child that way. You know, it's great hamstring exercise, but it certainly is not the way to lift a child. So when you're describing that, getting your tush way out like you're hovering, keeping your chest up and your back straight when you lift something, and bringing it close to your body,
right.
which is always fun with children.
Yes, exactly. And that's literally what we teach industrial workers, you know, in industry, is if they have to lift something manually, that's exactly the way to lift. So it's the same, it's the same lifting technique if you're working in industry, if you're lifting your child, if you're lifting your groceries, or even, Melanie, like for people who are working out, you see a lot of times they just kind of forget and they lift like a dumbbell or a kettlebell with their back, and it's like, wait a minute, we just told you how to lift properly, we just told you how to do a deadlift properly, and then you lifted that kettlebell with your back. So you just have to be conscious of it all the time so that you don't have like a repeated micro trauma that it can eventually lead into a big macro trauma, we call it. That's kind of like quote unquote when your back went out.
Oh man, and I know all about that, because when I was a wee trainer running a fitness club and picking up those 45-pound plates that people would leave around the weight room, that's when I think I probably bulged a disc a few years back.
Oh,
but,
yeah, well, that... Yeah.
You know, you just sometimes you do forget. Now, in the last 20 seconds only, Mike, wrap it up for us in your best back exercise advice.
Okay. First of all, going back to safe lifting, always try to lift with your legs. Try not to lift only with your back. Choose exercises that you think will be as functional as possible. We talked about a standing cable row and standing cable press. And then don't forget the stability ball. It's a great way to exercise your core.
Love the stability ball. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.